Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. You're holding in Zvochim Daf Samech Vov. The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph wants to say that when the Pasuk says Lo Yavdil, it doesn't mean there's an Isser prohibition to be Mavdil. Eli doesn't have to be Mavdil. So it says the Gemara, so when it says Legabi Bor, Lo Yichasenu, does it mean that he doesn't have to cover the Bor? So Toyah says, so if so, every time there's a lav in the Torah, does the Gemara have a mean to say that it doesn't mean that it's a real lav, it only means you don't have to? Says Toyah says, no. Anything that I know on my own, if the Torah says not to do it, I would think it means you don't have to do it. But if I don't know it on my own, of course, if the Torah says not to do it, it means not to do it. Based on this Yesod of Toysis, there's a beautiful word that's brought down the Sefer L'Hoyres Noson. In the Torah it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was traveling, going back to Mitzrayim, he didn't do the bris milah to his son, and therefore he was punished. So Rashi explains that why did Moshe Rabbeinu not do the bris milah? Because he had a cheshbon. He knew he was traveling, and it may cause a sakana, it may cause a danger to the baby. So that's why he didn't do the bris milah. So says Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, the Re'em, how can Moshe Rabbeinu avoid doing a bris milah because of sakana? The idea of sakana we learned in the Torah, v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem. Torah wasn't given yet. But bris milah was given to Avraham v'Zahri. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a mitzvah to do a bris milah, and he's not going to do the bris milah because of sakana? Who says sakana is a reason of Torah if Torah wasn't given yet? So the Ma'aral in the Guraya says, no. V'chai ben is not another mitzvah that was still not given to Am Yisrael. V'chai ben tells you that the mitzvah does not need to be done. Any mitzvah doesn't have to be done b'makom sakana. So it doesn't matter if the Torah was given or not given. The Torah just tells you that no mitzvah in the world needs to be done b'makom sakana. That includes also mitzvahs that came before Matan Torah. Hi, maybe you'll ask, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that? He said, it's a svara. It's something you can know from based on logic. The Torah just told you that this idea that someone can the life of a person comes before a mitzvah. The Torah wrote it v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem. But really, I know it on my own. So even before Matan Torah, we knew it. So says the Hoyros Nason. With this, we can understand the mechlekes of the Rambam and the Tosfos, because the Gemara tells us that all mitzvahs shebat Torah, the din is if a person has to choose between death or doing the mitzvah. The din is Yavar Val Yahorig, except the three cardinal sins. That's Yarig Val Yavar. The other it says, oh Yavar Val Yahorig. But there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. What happens if a person chooses to do the mitzvah and to sacrifice his life? Does a person have a right to say, I know that I don't have to do the mitzvah because it's Yavar Val Yahorig, but I choose still to do the mitzvah? Can he choose to do that or not? So Tosfos of the Zohar Daf Chazayin Amud Beis says, "Im rotzo lehachmir al atzmo yafilu b'shar mitzvos rashai." Person has the choice either to live or to transgress a mitzvah. He can choose to die, even though he doesn't have to. But the Rambam Perikei Michos Tzoyi D'Atayro says, "Kol mishne amar bo yavur v'al yahorig v'nerog v'lo yovar." Person did kill himself. Harizim ischayab benavshar. It's a terrible avera. He's not supposed to do the mitzvah. So says the Hoyros Noson, what's the machloikis of the Tosfos of the Rambam? Says they're arguing in the machloikis of Rabbi Yom Mizrahi and the Maharal. Do I know misvara, this concept of v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem? Rabbi Yom Mizrahi says, misvara, I don't know that a person could do an aveiro and not to die. He needs a pasuk for it. Before the Torah was given, and echanami, a person did have to go and kill himself to do a mitzvah. So mainly when the Torah says v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem, it's not optional. The Torah says to do something, that's what I have to do. That's the sheet of the Rambam. But Tosfos learns like the Maharal. Tosfos learns like the Guraya, that I know misvara v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem. I really know it even before the Torah was given. I know misvara. So if the Torah says v'chai ben after I know misvara, we use the Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos in our sugya says, anything I know misvara the Torah says to do, so I say it's optional. I say that doesn't mean that you have to do it. So when the Torah says v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem, it's optional. So in Mele, Tosfos l'shitase is very gishmak. Tosfos here in Zvachim taught us that anything that I know, misvara, anything I know on my own, is when the Torah says not to do it, it's optional. And Tosfos holds like the Ma'aral, that v'chai ben v'lo shiyom esbem, is something I know misvara even before the Torah was given. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do bris milah on his son. So if I know in misvara when the Torah says v'chai b'v'loi she'omus b'hem, it's an optional. If it's optional, that's why if a person decides to kill himself and not to do the aveiro, it's something he's allowed to do. Because anything that I know misvara, if the Torah says not to do it, it's only optional, and a person is not obligated to do it. A very gishmak echeshben based on Tosis in our sugya. Anyone who wants to join, respond to the Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.